Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you, and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. Today's show, I'm going to talk to you about the planets this week and the planetary news. And the big news of the week is this morning the sun moved into Virgo. And for all you Virgos out there, happy birthday month. And I know you like precision and detail. So the sun moved into your sign this morning at 9:39 a.m. Pacific time and 12:39 Eastern time. And the sun will stay in Virgo until September 22nd. And from then, we mark the autumn equinox and the sun moving into Libra. Of course, if you're in the southern hemisphere, it will be the mark of the spring equinox. So, with the sun currently now in Virgo for the next few weeks, what can we expect? Well, during this time, many of us could find ourselves working hard to improve ourselves and to serve others. Virgo is the sign of service. On the flip side, we might become more critical and even judgmental, and notice all the things that could be better, more efficient, both in our own life and in the world around us. Many of us might have a strong desire to make a positive difference, and we're willing to dig in and get busy to make it happen. When you've heard the term spring cleaning, that's one thing at that time of year, but I also think there should be something called a Virgo cleaning, because Virgo is the sign of cleanliness and keeping busy and being efficient and tidying up and being of service and doing all the smaller things that all the other slobs don't want to do. Basically, that's me getting in the mind of a Virgo. But we also need to watch out during this time when the sun is in Virgo of being too hard on ourselves. Because typically, if you are a Virgo or you know of any Virgos, have a Virgo in your life, sometimes they sound like they're being very critical, nitpicking, nagging, but really they're harder on themselves than what they are on others. So if you hear a Virgo complaining about somebody's left the wet towel on the floor, they have very high standards for themselves. And the symbol of Virgo is the Virgin, and it's not necessarily in a sexual way. It's more representative of purity and seeking perfection and purity. I like to say that Virgo is the sign of the maiden because there's no connotations around that. And that just simply means someone who is pure of heart and likes things done in a certain way, quite reserved, quite shy. With Virgo, the desire for perfection can be a great motivator. But again, on the flip side, because of course there's a flip side or a shadow side or an opposite or a polar to everything, particularly in astrology, but if your standards are too high, we could be prone to disappointment or disillusion. So it's like it's good to have high expectations, but if they're not met because they are too high, then we will be constantly disappointed. During this time when the sun is in Virgo until September 22nd, we might become aware that we need to improve our skills to accomplish our goals. Virgo is a great sign that pays attention to detail and is always seeking improvement. Don't be too proud to ask for help at this time if we need to polish and perfect our talents. It can be a great period for finding a mentor and undergoing some kind of apprenticeship. Virgo's always willing to learn and to help and be of service. There's no ego involved with Virgo. We've just come out of the sign of Leo. Leo is the sign of the ego. I'm saying that in a nice way. The sign of the ego is ruled by the sun. So now we're moving into a different, more serious, more introverted energy rather than what we've had these past summer months in the Northern Hemisphere, where Leo is typically extroverted, more out there, craving attention, being the center of attention. The energy of Virgo is, I wouldn't say the opposite, but it's definitely more of helping others rather than the one in the spotlight. Also, during this time when the sun is in Virgo, health and self-care come into focus. Virgo is the sign of health. And so it is important during these next few weeks to pay attention to your health, to get back onto a health regime or a health routine, really focus on diet and exercise. And here in North America, this is the beginning of the year, you know, the kids are going back to school. And so life takes a more serious turn because now the kids are in school. We're back to a routine. Virgo very much likes a routine, and just sticking with the routine. So, you know, you might get up earlier, go to the gym, head to the office. You know, the kids are going back to school. So it's getting into good habits. So health and self-care come into focus during this time when the sun is in Virgo, and paying more attention to daily routines and habits. Because the past few months we've been frolicking in the sun with the summer vacation, but now we're going into fall, autumn in the Northern Hemisphere, and it's about taking a more serious approach and focusing now when the days are getting shorter, not quite yet, but it's starting to happen. The equinox, when the sun moves into Libra and it's the last day of Virgo on September 22nd, that's when the days become equal and then we'll be heading into winter. Of course, the reverse is true if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, we'd be heading into summer and the summer solstice in December. So anything that's not working about your schedule will become more apparent because Virgo is all about efficiency. And there'll be more motivation to get things done, more than usual. You know, the summer's behind us, we're more focused, we're in the schedule, our routine. We're back to thinking about our health and our daily routines. Overall, this is a great time to make positive changes that increase our well-being. And even with digestion, because Virgo is about digestion, things that we're not eating right, we might be more sensitive, extra sensitive than usual. It's a good time to focus on things that make food, I shouldn't say things, food that makes us feel better. That's all part of Virgo and what Virgo rules. So it's the digestion, small intestine. Wholesome diet will probably serve us best if we keep it simple. Virgo does have a bit of a reputation to be hypercritical. So during this time of Virgo, it's good to make a point of appreciating the little things in life and finding God in the details of our daily existence. There's something to be said about having a routine. It might be boring and ho-hum, but that's really what keeps the wheels greased, is this routine that we have. So it's appreciating the small things in life. It's like sweat the small stuff. Even washing the dishes is sort of a chore, but really think of it in a different way. Take a different approach to these smaller, boring jobs or household duties that we have. Now is the time to change our attitude and think of it like a mind-expanding meditation, perhaps. Now, how does the sun moving through Virgo affect your sign? Well, the next few weeks, through September 22nd, if you're in Aries, this is all about health, diet and fitness, your daily routine, pets and being of service. If you're a Taurus, it's romance, courtship, entertainment, amusements and taking a risk. After the break, I will continue with how the sun in Virgo will be affecting your sign, as well as taking a look at last week's lunar eclipse. Stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to the Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. Just before the break, I was talking about the sun moving into Virgo this morning, where it will stay until September 22nd, and how that affects your sign. And I did mention if you're an Aries or you know of an Aries, it's all about health, diet, fitness, daily routine. If you're a Taurus, the next few weeks will be about romance, courtship, entertainment, and taking a risk. Children and creativity as well, if you're a Taurus. These are the areas to focus on in your life for the next few weeks and making the best use of when the sun is in Virgo. If you're a Gemini, the next few weeks, it's going to be about home and family, parents and ancestors. If you're thinking about remodeling or selling your home, this is a great time for Gemini to do so. If you're a Cancer, it's about the intellect, thought, learning, communication, short trips, siblings, and neighbors. If you're a Leo, this is a time for you about money, spending and saving money, possessions, and attitude towards money in general. If you're a Virgo, this is about you. The spotlight is on you for the next few weeks. I know you're not very comfortable with the spotlight typically, but it doesn't have to be necessarily standing at the podium giving a speech to thousands. It is about you, yourself, your appearance, your individuality. If you're a Libra, this is a time to pay attention to your subconscious, to your intuition, to your dreams. It's a good time for seclusion or meditation. It's a time of karma. If you're a Scorpio, this is a time period for you, for friends and acquaintances, groups, social networks, and clubs. If you're a Sagittarius, this is a time to focus on your career. It's a time to look at the direction you're headed and where you want to be, where you're going. If you're a Capricorn, this is about publishing, higher education, legalities, anything to do with overseas or faraway places. If you're an Aquarian, it's about money, shared resources, taxes, inheritance, insurance. If you're a Pisces, this is a time to focus on your relationships, primarily your marriage or any sort of business partnerships and agreements. Now, let's take a step back and review last week's lunar eclipse. We are in the season of eclipses, and last Thursday, the 18th, there was a full moon lunar eclipse in Aquarius. This is the first of three eclipses over the next few weeks. The next eclipse will be a solar eclipse in Virgo on September 1st, and then another lunar eclipse in Pisces on September 16th. Now, eclipses can occur in pairs or threes. Now, a lunar eclipse occurs when the sun, earth, and moon line up with one another, creating, let's call it, an earth sandwich. So you have the earth in the middle and you have the sun on one side and the moon on the other. That's when you have a full moon and, in this case, a lunar eclipse. So, of course, a lunar eclipse can only happen at the time of the full moon. When a shadow of Earth is cast upon the moon, darkening it. So unlike solar eclipses, a lunar eclipse can last for hours and are visible from any place on Earth where it's obviously nighttime. And astrologically speaking, a lunar eclipse can have an impact on our emotional state and typically often affects relationships with other people. And the reason why the full moon lunar eclipse is about our emotions is because the moon in astrology rules emotions. So it's always about our emotions. And many people don't usually get upset for no reason. It's usually because somebody else has triggered us in some way. So the lunar eclipse is not just in effect on the day, like last Thursday, but eclipses do have far-reaching ramifications for months after the eclipse event. So you might still be feeling the effects of this recent lunar eclipse, and that's normal. And I will, in a moment, give you the rundown for each sign and what it means with this lunar eclipse. So with the lunar eclipse full moon, we might feel a bit disoriented, excitable, or emotionally wired at this time. Now, this recent lunar eclipse was in Aquarius. So with the influence of Aquarius, you may notice how your input on an issue has generated change for the collective good, because Aquarius is about humankind. It's about humanitarian efforts. It's about democracy. It's about thinking of others. So when I think of this lunar eclipse, I think of revolution or change or big changes coming around democracy. And whether you've taken on the fight of the century or confronted a local community issue, you should feel pleased that you have made a difference in your corner of the world. It's about rallying together with others to form a group to make a change, to improve something in some way. And this process helps us become more aware of the power in numbers. That's really the bottom line here of this influence of the full moon lunar eclipse in Aquarius. It's about the power in numbers. We can't take on an army by ourselves. You know, one individual may have trouble raising their voice, but a group of people screaming together is hard to ignore. And it's fine for you to get recognition for your efforts and to feel good about your contribution as part of the group. So, you know, after all, it's individuals that make up a team. But in personal matters, any sort of radical changes that you initiate during this time begin to culminate. So perhaps it's a cycle, not just at the recent new moon, which was August 2nd in Leo, but the last set of eclipses that occurred in March. So if there's any sort of anything that you instigated around March with the previous set of eclipses, perhaps the culmination is occurring at this time. And as I said, the influence of an eclipse takes months. It's not just an overnight thing. So it's all about rallying together with others, and change usually comes about with eclipses. We are in the eclipse season. This is the first of three. So this is a time for change. A lot of us can expect change or transformation. Again, change, the bigger the change, the longer it takes to happen. Nothing's overnight at a large scale. And change is something that people generally try to avoid. But with this Aquarius lunar eclipse, maybe not now. I think there's a lot of people out there that are welcoming change and looking to do things in a different and unique way. So also with this influence of Aquarius, it's about relying on friends, because Aquarius is the sign of friends and friendships and acquaintances. So it's relying on friends for support and thinking outside the box. If something isn't working, try a new approach. Try something different or alternative. At this time, it's not about being conservative or traditional. It's more about being a little bit offbeat or radical. Might not be, sort of has a negative connotation, but it's like thinking outside the box, and also placing ourselves in the presence of like-minded people who are at the forefront of change. You know, they might be more of an inspiration, more than what you might have ever anticipated or expected, and challenging you. People, if you can get together with people who challenge you in a good way, because when I sometimes the word challenge brings up negative connotations, but in this case, it's like challenging you on many intellectual and emotional levels is a good thing with this influence. And so as the moon begins to wane, as it is now, and wane means get smaller and move towards the end of the cycle before we begin the new moon solar eclipse on September 1st, it is a good time to eliminate old sort of ideas or things that don't work for us. And this is more so at this time because of the eclipses. Eclipses are supercharged. So on Thursday, we just had the lunar eclipse, which is a supercharged full moon. And then September 1st, we're having the solar eclipse, which is a supercharged new moon. So right now we're in the waning phase of the moon, and that's the time to start reducing. So as the moon gets smaller, it is a time to start reducing things in our life before we can move into the new beginning stages, because new moons or solar eclipses are about new beginnings. But there's always a catch, and you can't have a new beginning or a new start until you wrap up the ending, until you finish something first before moving into the next stage of something. That's sort of like the rule of new moons anyway, but when it's a solar eclipse, a supercharged new moon, it's really important at this time that you finish things or wrap things up or come to completion with something before moving into something new or taking the next step or the next stage. It really is crucial this week and next before, when is the solar eclipse? Next Thursday, the 1st. It's very important between now and then that you finish something or end something before you can move on to the next thing. A lot of us are in a hurry to move on to the next thing, but we have to wrap it up first. We're going to take another break, and after the break, I'm going to talk to you about how this lunar eclipse in Aquarius will be affecting your sign. So stay tuned.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners and give a message from Spirit about the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, join Carrie each Monday at 3 p.m. on Vibe Nation Radio.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. And just before the break, I was talking about the lunar eclipse in a Aquarius. We are in eclipse season, and that means there are eclipses typically twice a year. Eclipses can occur in pairs or threes. This time it's threes. So last Thursday, the 18th, we just had a full moon lunar eclipse in Aquarius. On September the 1st, next Thursday, we will be having a solar eclipse, new moon in Virgo. And then September 16th, 2 weeks after that, we will be having a full moon lunar eclipse in Pisces. So eclipses are supercharged new moons and full moons, which means they're a lot more intense than just the usual full moon. So right now I want to let you know how this lunar eclipse in Aquarius will be affecting your sign over the coming months and what you should be focused on and how to make the most of this energy. You might have also found that since last Thursday it's been pretty intense and in certain areas of your life. So if you're an Aries, this lunar eclipse in Aquarius will be affecting your friend group. So friends and acquaintances, groups, online groups, offline groups, associations, that type of thing. People that you are connected with, even friends of friends. If you're a Taurus, this is about your career. This lunar eclipse will be affecting your career, your status, and your achievements. If you're thinking of making a career change, the next few months is the time to be doing that, asking for a raise or something like that. This is the time for that. If you're a Gemini, it's about publishing, higher education, legalities, anything to do with foreign places or faraway places. This is the time for that. If you're a Cancer, this is about money, shared resources, taxes, inheritance, insurance. If you're a Leo, there'll be a lot of focus for you on your marriage and relationships or even business partnerships and agreements. If you're a Virgo, this is a time where your health, diet and fitness will be in the spotlight, your daily routine and pets. If you're a Libra, this is a nice time for you at highlights romance, courtship, children, entertainment. If you're a Scorpio, it's all about home and family. This eclipse in Aquarius has highlighted home, family, parents, and ancestors. If you're a Sagittarius, it's about the intellect, thought, learning, communication, short trips, siblings and neighbors. If you're a Capricorn, this eclipse will highlight money, spending and savings and possessions. You're an Aquarius, it's your lunar eclipse, and this is about you. It's your appearance to the world, your individuality, your uniqueness, which is very important to Aquarius. And finally, if you're a Pisces, you are super intuitive anyway, but this eclipse heightens that. Pay attention to your dreams and your intuition. Even if logic supports something and your gut reaction is going the other way, really pay attention to your instinct or your intuition or your gut responses. Now let's take a look at the planets this week. As I mentioned before, the Sun moved into Virgo this morning, where it will stay until September 22nd. What else is going on this week? Well, also today, Mercury, planet of the mind and communication, comes together with Jupiter, both in Virgo. So we have Mercury conjunct Jupiter. This is good news for the Earth signs, and the Earth signs are Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. So this is an excellent period mentally when our minds are stimulated and we're ready, set, and anxious to learn. This is great news for everybody going back to school. So this is a really, really great aspect Mercury conjuncts Jupiter for the mind and learning. And in fact, we crave new knowledge. The bigger the idea and the broader the concept, the more receptive we are to it. Mental stretching never felt so good under this influence. How big is the universe anyway? That's how we should be thinking. Big, broad thoughts. This is a good time to explore the heights, the depths, and the edges of any subject. We are curious to know about everything. We respond to new information and may even be a teacher or mentor ourselves during this week, this time period. Also, many of us, particularly the earth signs, we can speak quite persuasively now and inspire others. But we might overdo it a little bit when it comes to the preaching department. Some of us might be prone to exaggeration, talk too much or in a loud voice, or be overly confident of our ideas when Mercury conjuncts Jupiter. And the problem with knowing it all is that then we can't learn anything because we already know it. So try to stay humble, because it will help us articulate our big plans for the future. Expansion at this time under this influence never looked so good. And because both Mercury and Jupiter are in Virgo, Virgo is definitely a realistic sign. It's an earth sign. So it's a good time to really set big plans in motion, or even just to brainstorm big plans, big ideas, when Mercury and Jupiter come together in Virgo, as they're doing this week. Okay, on Wednesday, we have Mars conjuncting Saturn in Sagittarius. And this is good news for the fire sign, and that's Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. So this can be a humdinger of a transit for some of us. Why? Well, at best, we'll apply our limited drive purposefully and with focus. At worst, we'll have diminished energy and we'll feel irritable, inhibited, maybe angry, feelings for which we won't have a ready outlet. Oh dear. And the reason is because Mars is an action planet. It's all about physical and action and assertion. Saturn is about responsibility, restriction, authority. So the two energies of these planets don't mesh that well together. So it can be a little bit like driving with the brakes on. But many, many of us will respond somewhere in the middle of these two extremes. We want to move forward, but something is impeding our progress, as if someone or something were deliberately keeping us from reaching our destination. Both these planets are in Sagittarius. Sagittarius being a fire sign, wants to move quickly and move fast, but something will be holding us back. It's not a bad thing. It's just really, it's like, take a deep breath and think things through before taking action. We're sort of forced to do that with this energy. Authority issues can come up at this time. We don't like being told what to do by our so-called superiors with this influence. And we may struggle to quell the inner rebellion and frustration. It is a good time to work hard on tasks that only you can do, and especially projects that require attention to detail, concentration, and organization. So we can think about that. Good use of the energy is to slow us down to really focus. Also on Wednesday, we will have the last quarter moon, also known as the third quarter moon, in Gemini. And I did talk about where this week we're between two eclipses, last week's lunar eclipse at next week's solar eclipse. So being between two main moon phases gives us the last quarter moon or the waning moon. So with this third quarter moon or last quarter moon, if you look up in the sky, you'll be able to see that the left-hand side of the moon in the sky continues the waning cycle. So psychologically speaking, you might feel a strong desire to clear out anything from your life that's not working. Clutter is always the good place to start, like the cluttered areas of your closets, in your home, at your office, or in your garage. You might suddenly feel that they're like annoying obstructions to your previous space. Also, if you can mentally start to clean and clear out stuff you no longer want or need, it will help you mentally clear, you know, have a clearer mind. So start getting rid of things you don't need. It's really important during this eclipse, between two eclipses, with the waning cycle of the moon. You know, donate a box or two of old clothes to charity, and don't hold on to possessions from the past that no longer represent the person you are today. It's a great time for letting go, and you know, not only of material goods, but also in other ways. And I mentioned it's a great time for a diet program, especially because the sun's moving through Virgo. It's a great time to focus on well-being, diet and exercise. So you can rid your body of toxins and even heavy metals, things that don't work for you, not just in your home, but in your body, your closets. Drink lots of fluids to help eliminate these things from your body. Eating good foods, it's important to maintain digestion when the sun or is in Virgo. So it's getting rid of excess baggage that is no longer serving you at this time. Not just because the sun in Virgo, but we're in a waning cycle of the moon between two eclipses. For me, that's a really good reason to start that program. Even breaking out of a relationship that's keeping you from fulfilling your potential. This process of clearing out will help you free up emotionally and mentally, so you can see your life more clearly. There's lots of good, really good reasons to get rid of stuff that's no longer working at this time. We're going to take a break, and after the break, I will continue with this week's planetary energies as well as your weekly horoscope. So stay tuned.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at devlivemedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
Hey America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels, Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi there. Welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. And I'm talking about this week's planetary energy. And I've been talking about the eclipses. We're in eclipse season. The sun just moved into Virgo, where it will stay until September 22nd. This Thursday, we have warrior planet Mars in Sagittarius, forming a square, which is a challenging aspect to Neptune in Pisces. So we have Mars square Neptune. This is difficult for the fire and water signs. The fire signs being Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. The water signs are Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. So it's a pretty strange influence when Mars squares Neptune, because Mars is about action, whereas Neptune is very nebulous. It's very intangible. So they don't really go well together anyway, regardless when they're at odds with each other. So we might want to fantasize about bold and courageous acts, but lack the courage to act on those fantasies. So we've got great intentions, but if they're never made real, they're ultimately worthless, really. So with this influence, we might feel discouraged or thwarted in our efforts, and as a result, our self-esteem might sink. So be careful about thinking something's too good to be true, because it might be, or something might not come about. Don't take anything at face value with this influence this week. It's sort of like sometimes if something doesn't come about, we don't feel good about ourselves, except in our daydreams. Here's an example. We might imagine squaring off with the boss and telling him how we really feel, but we never actually do it, of course. So while our thoughts might linger on this fantasy, our resentment leaks into everything we do. But on the other hand, some of us aren't afraid to act, but we're working off delusions or daydreams. So it's like we want to escape, but reality doesn't allow us. So just be careful if you're feeling that way this week. Also, don't try not to, alcohol and drugs are sort of part of this because it's Neptune in a hard aspect. So try not to use those things as a crutch. On Saturday, we have Venus conjuncting Jupiter. Very nice. Both in Virgo. That means that in the sky, if we look up, we could see Venus sitting next to Jupiter in Virgo. This is great news for everyone, particularly the Earth signs, and that's Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. Of course, there's always a flip side to everything, and this could mean overindulgence. Not so much so because these two planets are in Virgo, so it's not as bad as what it could be. The planetary combination of Venus and Jupiter basically brings too much of a good thing. That doesn't sound right. Too much of a good thing. A good thing's a good thing. Is there such a thing as too much of it? I don't know. It's an excellent time to reacquaint ourselves with the concept of enough, perhaps. Maybe instead of eating too many sweets or buying some expensive but unnecessary toy, we can focus on social connections and increasing the love in our lives. There you go. In fact, everywhere we go, we see sweethearts of all ages with this influence holding hands and maybe even smooching. Aww. Maybe with its influence, Venus forming a conjunction to Jupiter, we're practically swooning with affection. But it's not a day to run off to Vegas for an impromptu wedding ceremony. That's because bitter reality will return next week. So focus on more enduring matters instead. So when Venus forms a conjunction to Jupiter, some of us might have a keen eye for form and beauty. It's a great time to make plans to redesign your home or personal space with this influence. Now, for this week's horoscopes. If you're an Aries, this is a great week to mend bridges with colleagues by focusing on what you have in common. Shared goals create a buzz of excitement this week, but try to avoid falling out with people over religion, politics, or other hot button topics. There's a lot to talk about when it comes to politics, which I will definitely not be touching on tonight. If you're a Taurus, passions run high in love and the drama is mounting. Be spontaneous and in the moment with your partner this week so that something different and fun gives you a break from the pressure cooker environment. If you're a Gemini, conflict with your partner reaches stalemate this week. Have you forgotten that you're both on the same team, Gemini? Trust the intervention of a loving family member who may be able to resolve this better than you can. If you're a Cancer, this week you're struggling to get others on board with your plans, but only because they don't really understand what you want, need, or are doing. Better communication on your part will open the doors to greater cooperation. So really the key for you, Cancer, is all about communication. Move beyond your feelings and articulate what you want. If you're a Leo, taking too many risks this week will end in tears. What's wrong with the tried and tested option? Focus on where you know you can succeed, as that will bring you a valuable boost to your self-esteem. If you're a Virgo, family disagreements may dominate your week. But as the sun is in your sign from now on, you can rise above it all with a renewed sense of purpose and calm determination. Follow your instincts with difficult people. And just remember, we are in eclipse season, so everything is intensified. If you're a Libra, someone is taking your words out of context or deliberately twisting what you say, don't you hate that? And for this reason, too much company is toxic this week. You'll be much happier enjoying some quality time on your own. And I know this can be difficult for you because you are typically a people person and do not like to be alone, but this might be a time or a week to do that. If you're a Scorpio, money issues cause much frustration now, especially if you can't afford a vacation or hobby item you'd really like. Life doesn't have to be so expensive. Find imaginative and creative ways to have fun on a smaller budget. And yours is one of the signs of money, and you can do it. If anyone can do it, you can do it. If you're a Sagittarius, you're blowing hot and then cold in your personal life, which is frustrating to your partner, friends, and family. Try to figure out what you really want. In your career, your vision is much more straightforward and optimistic. There you go. That's the great Sagittarius attitude. If you're a Capricorn, instead of trying hard to keep something secret, let it all out. What's the worst that could happen? Clearing the air and your conscience means you can move ahead with a greater sense of freedom and honesty. And if you're an Aquarius, social interactions are difficult this week as people feel argumentative and all too easily offended. On a brighter note, though, your love life gets a beautiful boost and your deep emotional connection with your partner grows stronger. Wow. And, of course, with love planet Venus hooking up with Jupiter on the weekend, make sure you plan something special with your partner if you are attached. If you are single, it's a great time to get out there and socialize. You never know. And finally, if you are a Pisces, seek support from your partner when work-related issues get you down. It's not the best week for your job, but hang on in there. Time spent at home with your lover will more than make up for the ill-tempered vibe with colleagues. And just remember, we are between eclipses. This is eclipse season. This is big news in astrology. Eclipses are very intense. They're one of the cornerstones of astrology, along with the solstice and equinox. You have the eclipses. They are the major intensified influences. According to astrology, we just had the lunar eclipse in Aquarius on Thursday, that's Thursday the 18th, last week. We are between eclipses. The next one will be a solar eclipse on September 1st, that's next Thursday. And then 2 weeks after that, on the 16th, we have a lunar eclipse. We are in eclipse season. My best advice to you is take a deep breath before responding. Hang in there and stay tuned for next week's show when I continue on eclipses. Have a great week.